Why Europe's Troubles Are Coming Ashore.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Stock markets around the world continue to fall today as investors worry that a debt crisis in Greece may spread to other European countries. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us live from New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, Amy, will you bring us up to date on what's happening in Europe?
Yeah, Greece has been struggling with a huge budget deficit, and now there are worries that countries like Spain and Portugal and perhaps Ireland will have trouble financing their deficits as well. Analysts say that's led to a global sell-off in stocks and commodities like oil and even gold, and investors are taking shelter in the dollar.
So, Amy, all of this is happening an ocean away. Why are U.S. markets reacting so strongly?
Well, I asked David Morrison, who follows the markets at GFT in London, and he says, you know, all the world's major economies, including the U.S., have racked up deficits to try to pull out of this recession. And now there's a lot of concern about how we're going to pay for it. So investors see what's happening in Europe and worry that the economic crisis isn't over.
You know, it's not just the Eurozone that's going to have problems. I mean, here in the UK as well, we have got huge issues with our budget deficits. And I think that no doubt in the US you're looking at these and saying, well, you know, we've got similar issues.
Of course, U.S. investors have their own worries right now. The weekly jobless claims news yesterday helped send the Dow down, and there is some concern that the January unemployment report coming out later today won't be great news.
Marketplace's Amy Scott. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
And all of those concerns lead us right into the numbers. European markets are down around 2% now. Asian stocks lost more like 3% today. And in New York yesterday, the Dow skimmed the 10,000 mark, ended up at 10,002, a loss of 268 points. Last month, Google complained of a major espionage attack that it claimed originated in China. Now there's word the company has turned to the nation's top electronic intelligence watchdog, the National Security Agency, to help foil future attacks, which might lead you to wonder, is the government now going to have access to all our Google searches? Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
The Washington Post quotes knowledgeable sources as saying an agreement between the company and the NSA provides for the sharing of critical information without violating Google's policies or online privacy laws. But neither the company nor the NSA are commenting officially, which worries Greg Nozheim, legal counsel at Washington's Center for Democracy and Technology.
Really, we need to get some more disclosure from Google about what it has agreed to do and from the NSA about what it has agreed to do. And also, what is it that Google has said it won't share with the NSA?
Nozheim says Google has the legal authority to cooperate with the government, and he agrees sharing appropriate information could make it easier to defend against future attacks. Still, he worries that privacy safeguards remain fuzzy.
The important thing here is to draw the line so the sharing of limited attack information doesn't morph into ongoing monitoring of innocent activity.
Nozheim suggests some kind of independent oversight might be needed to prevent unwarranted snooping. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
In just a few minutes, Toyota's president holds a news conference. Toyota is considering recalling current model Priuses to fix a brake problem. Toyota was once known for strong resale values, but who is going to want to use Toyota now? Well, actually, your local Ford dealer might. Marketplace's Elisa Roth says some of Toyota's rivals are offering incentives to Toyota owners who trade in and switch loyalties.
Do you drive a Toyota? Would you like to reconsider that? Your local GM dealer is here to help. So are Ford and Chrysler. In fact, a lot of competitors are offering incentives to Toyota drivers who want to jump ship. Marianne Keller is an industry analyst. She doesn't see how a trade-in would work.
In today's world, right now, who will buy a used Toyota? Not too many people. Therefore, a dealer cannot value your trade. The auction industry cannot sell Toyotas. So the market for used Toyotas is right now frozen.
A frozen market means nobody knows what a Toyota's worth. It's Juan Flores' job to figure that out. He's in charge of vehicle valuation at Kelley Blue Book, and he says Toyota's values have only dropped about 2%. But the unofficial value could be a lot less than that. He says buy a Toyota through someplace like Craigslist, and you could probably get a pretty good deal.
I'm sure there are a few people that are looking at this vehicle, purchasing it now at a discounted price, and are going to wait a few weeks until they get it repaired.
And Flores says once dealers start selling Toyotas that were recalled, they'll get even cheaper, because there'll be a glut. And it won't be just the used cars that are a bargain.
There will be some downward pressure initially on the new vehicle side, since every consumer that was previously considering a Toyota knows that those vehicles that are sitting on dealers' lots have some safety issues.
In any case, though, he thinks this is all temporary. And in a couple of years, after everybody stops talking about this mess, Toyotas will be worth just as much as they were before. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, here's the week in business in 60 seconds. This is the Marketplace Minute. Europe's in debt and it's slamming the euro, says Amy Scott in our New York bureau. Toyota must be in a panic. The leaders are frantic. The dealers are manic. You can't control a Toyota Corolla. They can't guarantee us we're safe in a Prius. It only takes a couple mistakes when one is the gas and the other's the brakes. The iPad is having a fight with the Kindle and making the margins at Amazon dwindle. Lost is back on ABC. It's network TV, which means it's free. Except if you think of your time as money, your financial losses, not even funny. There might have been job growth last month. We'll see, and we'll see you at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.